Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amin Armin Rossi Sheyichyu. And we are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer Igrot HaLayah. We are now on Igeret Chaf, Chelek Aleph. This is a letter to his famous Talmud, Rav Moshe, Dr. Moshe Zeidel. And this is all about freedom of thought. Are we allowed to be free thinkers? What are the limits of one's permission to engage in free thinking and the limits of openness, what we call today? אומר הרב, דע שהסברה היא שראי לעולם יסוד גדול בדין. וזהו בין בדינים המעשיים, בין בדינים עיוניים. על כן לעולם אנחנו צריכים להגיע למרכז היושר, ואם תראה לנו סתירה בין אמת לאמת, על כן יש לנו דבר המכריע, וזה מקום של לימוד חדש. על כן הרב, עניין ההלכה של חופש הדעות, שמתאמת בזמן הזה לרוב בעלי הדעות בעולם, התכן יגיע גבולה על פי השכל. So you should know that straight logic is a big foundation in judgment. And that is both in practical judgment, in abstract, theoretical judgment. And therefore, we always have to go to the Merkaz HaYosha. We always have to go to what's most straight. And if we see a stira between one truth and another, therefore we have Davar HaMechriya, something to decide between them, and that is the place of a new learning to decide between those conflicting truths. And therefore, would appear, we already read this, with regard to the halacha of chofesh hadeos, of free thinking, freedom of thought, of opinion, which is fitting in our times for most thinkers in the world, most opinionated people in the world, that there should be chofesh hadeos, that's what people think. How far should the gvul of chofesh hadeos go based on seichel? You might think, shema tomar she'en la gvul. Now there's no limit. You can think whatever you want. Think whatever you want, wherever your conclusions lead you. Lo tuchal klal omar ken, you can't say that at all. Echad she'en lanu apilu midachat b'lam shelo tia kitzonit mazikta. Kitzoniut mazikta. There's nothing in the world, there's no meat in the world, that extremism is not harmful. In other words, you can't just say, all right, think whatever you want. That's extreme. And extremism is bad. Extremism, when it comes to midas, is negative. So therefore, this notion that everybody can just think whatever they want is a dangerous one and not a correct one. ועוד טבע העניין מחייב שיש גבול לחופש הדעות, שאם לא יהיה שום גבול, כי אם יפרוק עול כל מוסר מוסכם, כל אחד יפרוק עול כל מוסר מוסכם, עד שיגיע בבינתו הפרטית לסוף הדעה על מה הוא עומד, ואז תמלא הארץ נבלה, וצמצום גמור בין הדעות והמעשים אי אפשר כלל לעשות, ושמעשים ניכרים בעל כורחה ברוב או במעט אחרי הדעות. There has to be חופש הדעות, because if there isn't, there will be no more ethics. There will be no more morals. Because people are going to just come up with ideas and the world is going to be filled with impurity. It's like today. Today people have svaras to permit, for example, marriage. Today they say, let's have an open marriage. There are many people. They have an open, what does it mean an open marriage? It means adultery. That's what it means. It means that they agreed that their part of their marriage is going to include adultery. And that's it. So that's what they decided is right. That's their chofesh hadeos. Killing unborn babies. People decide it's okay. She doesn't want to have the baby. For many, it doesn't matter. The first month, the sixth month, the ninth month, 5 minutes before the baby's born, you can kill the baby. Some people hold you can kill old people. Sick people. They're suffering. Put them out of their suffering. So people even permit murder. Chofesh HaDeos is very dangerous. And you can't just say, okay, it'll just be an opinion. No. Opinions bring to Meisim. People are going to think, no, there's nothing wrong with killing. It's going to destroy the world, such an idea. You could say, yeah, I don't know. Because you start giving logical reasons why. You think it's okay to kill this person or that. There's overpopulation in the world. People aren't benefiting society, like old people. They're just a burden. I mean, that's what people say. Kill them. Rahman al-Islam. So this Chofesh HaDeos is very dangerous. There's a limit. So the question is, what are the limits? But you can't just let everybody think whatever they want. Dangerous. So this narrowing, this contraction of Chofesh HaDeos can't be equal in every society. For example, let's say you agree that you can walk around naked on the street. So for us, it's a sin, and it should be a sin. But what about the people living in the jungles over there? They walk around like that. They think it's fine. So you have to appreciate that different cultures have different ideas about right and wrong. He's just proving now that there's difference between societies. Not that he's trying to say, Chas v'shalom, that you can walk around the street without your clothing on. So therefore you have to see, it's not going to be one difference, it's going to depend on various different conditions, how much limitation there is to thoughts. When it comes to faith, there's a difference between the Jewish people and the non-Jewish people. When if there's a nation that its whole existence depends on a certain idea, you can't allow Chofesh HaDeos. It's not freedom. It's just being lazy from protecting itself. So, it's not freedom of thought if you allow an idea, ideas that are going to destroy your country, your people, your nation. Rather, it is laziness from protecting yourself. But sometimes there are individuals who can rebel against their nation when they find that that opinion, that idea, that ideology that gives their nation an existence destroys most of mankind, is harmful to the rest of mankind. And therefore, they are willing to destroy their own nation for the truth. But this, now we're talking about a day that won't harm other people. That isn't bad. That isn't negative. And certainly, if it's a day that's beneficial to those outside of it, and for the very nation, it's going to be a foundation for its life. There's no room for tolerance. This guy who's spreading ideas, ideologies that endanger this nation, when this nation's idea that gives it existence is positive, helps mankind, there's no room for tolerance. This guy should be disgraced by everybody. ודאי שישראל גם כן החצינות כאלה מביאים אותה לידי הכרח הגדולה של נשיאת שם השם בתוכנם הכללי. על כן, מי שגורם בדעותיו וכל שכן במעשיו רפיון לידי השם מחיי את האומה הוא פושע לאומי שהסליחה להם היא עיוורת, ובכל אמן אין לנו דוגמה בזה. There's no other nation in the world that's informing the world of Hashem as the God of the world, the one who guards his covenant and the chesed and all the ways of righteousness. These are the midas of Hashem. That is the foundation of our national life. That's the foundation of Jewish people. The foundation of Jewish people is our belief in God and a God of justice, a God of righteousness, a God of goodness. And that is the foundation of our existence, and that is the condition for our receiving the land and our governance. And therefore, we cannot exist without these big ideas. And we need, it's very dangerous for the Jewish people not to be carrying the name of Hashem. You see, Jews who don't have God do a lot of harm in the world. A lot of the biggest, you know, a lot of the major communists were Jews. A lot of people who've caused a lot of trouble in world history have been Jews. Because if you are not carrying the name of Hashem in the world, you could be up to some bad stuff. Jews are very brilliant, very often. They can use that brilliance to understand Dvar Hashem, to spread Torah as we do. They can also do Ponzi schemes and steal and cheat and lie. Some Jews do that also. Because if we don't have God, we're in danger. We're in big trouble. We're gonna end up doing bad stuff. So therefore, to spread ideas against Hashem, against the ideology of belief in Hashem, and His holiness and His goodness and His righteousness, is dangerous for our people, and it's dangerous for the world. And therefore, somebody who causes with his ideas, and certainly with his deeds, a weakening of this Deah that gives chiyus to the nation, is a national sinner. And forgiving such a person is foolishness, is terrible. But we can't, it's unforgivable. It's unforgivable to people, Jews, spreading ideas against Hashem that endangers our nation, and there is no slicha, there is no forgiveness, there's no tolerance for such opinions. And in the whole world, we've no example of this. Ain atachnu lemishal kol ma b'lashon shebalam kushul klal b'tepe v'yatom im dat shem Hashem ekirbal b'olam b'lom kholiyut shum emuna v'im imatzei am bodet v'al emuna shfala shemunata yilumit hi v'dai kol kach ktana ad shebetvashah b'atzma tevim mashalot chol anashiyot v'yotar shiyoshal klal b'atzmo letkayim. So we're the only nation, whose job it is to spread God to the world. And therefore, there's no other nation. So therefore, for us, people who spread anti-Hashem sentiment are dangerous. And thus, there's no zero tolerance policy for such people. והנה כדי למלא במעשה את השלטון הלאומי צריכים שיהיו כוחות, האומה בתכלית השלמות. אמנם למנוע לגמרי גם כן לא ייתכן כי אופי הרוחני של האומה ברוך השם תמיד חי ודוד מלך ישראל חי וקיים. הכן זאת היא יצאת השם שפלי יצא הגדיל תושייה, שכפי אותו המיעוט שכוחות האומה מתמעטים כן יהיה נקרא כוח היכולת. מניעת היכולת היא לנו לעידה על חפץ השם. מניעת החפץ יש לה הרבה דרכים, לפעמים מניעה מעשית, כמו יראת מלכות וכיוצא בזה, לפעמים מניעת רוחנית, שהיא גם כן המצווה שלא לומר דבר שאינו נשמע. כשישנם מניעות כאלו ואיננו מרוצים בזה, וישנו מכירים שככה הוא רצון ההשכחה העליונה בעיתים כאלה. ואך לזה איננו מוצאים בירושלמי, שרשב"י שמח על נטילת הדינים בישראל לשעתה משום דלת ענה חכים מידן. In order to properly fulfill the national governance, the kochos of the nation have to be complete. We are a living nation, We are a strong nation. So what Hashem did is that when we are weaker, we will have less power. To do what we want to do. For example, Yiras HaMalchus. For example, spiritual things that are stopping us spiritually. That Chazal tell us, don't say things if people aren't going to listen. And we're happy about it because that's what Hashem wants. And Hashem wants sometimes that we're a strong nation. So Hashem wants sometimes to temper us because we're not ready for Shelton Lumi. We're not ready to rule. And therefore he gives us Yiras HaMalchus. And therefore he tells us, oh, don't say things that aren't going to be heard. And therefore we find the Yushalmi that Rashbi was happy that the Jewish people weren't able to judge Dine Mamonis because they weren't wise enough to judge. So sometimes Hashem stops us when the time isn't ripe for the Jewish people's full power to come forth. Because Baruch Hu stops it. The Rav had written an open letter and he writes, and this is in Siman Yud Ches, in letter Yud Ches, I love teaching Deos, but I don't require that we rule over people's thoughts. I don't believe in thought police, that we have Shilton on people's Deos, which is in our time, Dover Shein or Nishma. So to this, Dr. Zegel asked him, what did you mean by that? Did you mean because it's Hechreach, because we can't? Or because that's Al Pi Das Torah. Al Pi Das Torah, you can't tell people what to think. So the Rav answered, this is at the beginning of the letter that I skipped. Today it's a Dover Shein or Nishma. If it was Nishma, then we would. However, it's not so pashut when, how, and how. When, how, why, what, woo. So therefore, that's what he was coming to explain now. In other words, if we could have shelter over people's thoughts, we would. But today we can't. And that's what he's explaining now. It's good we can, because that's Minashamayim. Right now it's a Darvashayin or Nishma. Right now Hashem wants that people should be able to think whatever they want. As in the world we live in today. Everyone can think whatever they want. They go on the internet, they can publicize, whatever their thoughts are, as long as they have a keyboard. Boop. Press send, press whatever. Tell the whole world what they think. Even it could be absolute nonsense. That's what Hashem wants. But ideally it shouldn't be like that. Because there are deists that are destructive to the world, destructive to the Jewish people. Because our job in this world is to spread Das Hashem. And therefore, ideally, in an ideal state, people would not be allowed to just think whatever they want and say whatever they want. Because there must be a limit. Because it endangers our people when people have thoughts and express thoughts that are anti-God, anti-Torah, anti-Ruchnius. Zeo ma shenogea l'havanat l'shamim. So that's Pshat and what I meant. I said, we don't require Shilton ala Deos. And Dr. Zay the last, is it Mepnei Achreach or Api Das Torah? It's Mepnei Achreach. Because that's the reality right now. Because it's a Darshma. They're not going to listen anyway. But again, it's Minashamai. It's part of Ashgacha. So that explains my lashon. That's what I meant. That sometimes there's hashgacha. God doesn't want us to judge Dinei Mamonos. So Rashbi was happy that the Jewish people weren't able to be notel, but the Jewish people weren't able to judge Dinei Mamonos. Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin Perek and Halacha Beis. So it wasn't the right time. Sometimes things aren't the right time. So Hashem makes it that we're not able to. Right now, people like the Sanhedrin. We're not ready yet for the Sanhedrin. We're not ready for the Beis Hamikdash. We're not ready. Hashem makes it that we're not able to build it. Well, in Yandina, da, shalfi sheisu gamu v'choli rav, filu mishem istapekum erel devrei emunah shlema. Even though it's a complete iser, and it's an illness, it's a disease. Even somebody who has a suffix about our emunah shlema, about our faith in Hashem. מקום קום לא מציין שדנו חזר דין אפיקור הסכים על הכופר. דנו המחליט ההפך. ויום נפיינן חזר, מצא לי איזה דין אפיקורס, when he decides the opposite. וההחלטה של ההפך אי אפשר תמצא כלל בישראל בין שום אדם, שלא יהיה רשע גמור ומשקר במזיד. כי הרשע יותר גדולה, ותוכל כמעט להטיל דופי של ספק לחלושי הדעות. כיוון שכן מי שמאיס פנים למה שהוא כופר בבירור, הרי הוא רשע מוחלט, שבצדק הראו לדינו בכל דינים המפורשים, ואין כאן טענת ליבו אנצו כלל. וואו. Who's an Epicurus Api Chazal? Somebody decides that the opposite is true. He decides to be an atheist. And this does not exist unless somebody's a Rasha Gomer. Because that's the greatest rishus. Because what's he doing? They're people of weak thought. And this rush is coming, and he's saying, absolutely not. There's absolutely no God. God didn't give us the Torah. So all nonsense. So such a person is a Rasha Mukhlat. And therefore, we should give him all the dinim. Of course, we can't give him the dinim that it says in the Rambam, but we should. We could. And he doesn't have a tain of libo onso. What do you mean, libo onso? How do you know? How do you know there's no God? What proofs do you have? The answer is no proof. Because there is no proof there's no God. No proof. Person has a suffix. We can understand a person has a self. He doesn't see Hashem. That a person knows absolutely that it's not true. Where do you get that? Where do you see in science? Where does science tell us there's no God? Science can't even talk about God. It's not even in the realm of science. So where do you know this from? How does he make such a decision? He was there. He was at Har Sinai 3,300 years ago and he saw that it didn't happen. Nobody was there then. Nobody showed up on Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan or never. No one was there that day. He was there. And he saw that it didn't happen. How do you know? If the kfir in our door was true, it would make a tiny suffix. So if there's a suffix, so we could be mevar the sfekus. We can try to show the truth of Torah. But the problem is, she purposefully lies. Toenet ta'anat vadai. It makes a ta'anat vadai. And says, I am sure that there is no God. I am sure that Moshe is not emes and chas v'shalom and his Torah chas v'shalom is not emes. B'shal sh'afil yotei chalakim b'da'at yivshal k'lal sh'tavo ki'im l'midat safek. V'rei ha'asuka b'reshe shal v'tifah v'adut v'azut metzach. Hakeni chayevet kol adinim sh'bidei adam b'dei shemayim. פייר של משלה שהיא עושה ופרטי הדברים מובן שצריכים ערכות גדולה של ספרים רבים לבאר. הדבר הזה ברור שמי שבא לידיעה איך שכל המינות ביחס לישראל איננה כי עם טענה של ספק רועה, המדלקת מחסרון יב ריצון רגש ומיעוט מוסר, מיד הוא נעשה שלם באמונה ויראת השם באמת. מוריד. It's a lie. It's a lie. This tainus vadai is a lie. Because there's no proof. A person says, I believe there's no God. When he says, I believe, he's talking about himself. Okay, you can believe or not believe anything. That has nothing to do with reality. It's just what you believe. And then when he says, there's no God, that's an ontological statement. There is no God? If it's just, you believe there's no God, so that's his belief. I'm saying he can also believe that I'm a Martian. He can believe that the President of the United States is really a rhinoceros in disguise. He can believe whatever he wants. He can believe he's the Queen of England, even though he's a he. But if he makes an ontological statement that there is no God, and it mechitesi, it's just a lie, and it's sheker, and it's rishus, and he has no way of knowing. And therefore he's chayav b'chol adinim shebidei adam v'shamayim, according to the value of the stumbling block that he's making. And we need many svarim to explain all the details of this. I wish there were. Unfortunately, there aren't so many. And therefore, anybody... anybody who's a min, any Jew who's a heretic, is just having a bad negative doubts, faulty doubts, flawed doubts, that comes from a lack of yediyah, a lack of feeling, a lack of ethics. And once he realizes that, then he becomes Shalim ben Munav Yiras Hashem Bemis. The more you're connected to Talmid Chachamim, those who seek out God in truth, so will go higher and higher. Same all these people who don't believe. they really seeked out God. Like they really did the research. They really were Davik B'Talmid Chachamim to find out. Just a few days ago, Rabbi Zohar was Nifter. So I saw one of the interviews with him. Some lady was interviewing him after he became frum. And he said, "Look, can I interview you for a second?" She said, "Yeah, yeah, just, you know." I could see from her answer, she was like, "Yeah, I want to end this quickly because my job is to interview you, not you interview me." He goes, "Well, why don't you go to a seminar, like to a place where you learn about Yiddishkeit?" Like, "Well, why don't you?" Saying, "What? Why don't you want to know?" She said, "I went." I said, "Well, what do you mean you went?" She said, "Ah," she said, "Hitzatzti, I peeked a little bit of Jewish, and that's all. She just took a little peek, and she said, "No." How does she know? Just by peeking, I don't even know what that means, peeking. Maybe she once went in for 5 minutes to see what it looks like inside. But it's not just her. Obviously, millions of people like that. That they're not truly seeking. They're just busy with their lives, and they decide whatever their imagination tells them. But if a person is davik b'tamid chom dorshe akim b'emes, he'll go maila maila, he'll be filled with emunah, Kedago Rabbeinu ends with a pasuk, and usually the pasuk encompasses everything he's trying to say. And every day Rav Kook would read 10 prakim of Tanakh, just, you know, to keep it fresh in his mind. I heard from Rav Adari, Zichrono Lebracha, he used to read 10 prakim of Tanakh. And I remember reading, I think Rav Neria says, he would do like 50 dapim of Gemara. Like first thing in the morning, just to, you know, like I said, keep things fresh in his mind. 50 dapim, 10 prakim of Tanakh, and then start his day. So he says, quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, the end of the parakim in Dalet, Kol kli yutzar alayich lo yitzlach, no weapon formed against you shall succeed. Kol asher tukim yitach lo mishpat tarshi, and every tongue that contends with you at law, you shall defeat. Zot nachalat levdei Hashem etzadkan meitam meitam mum Hashem. Such is the lot of the servants of Hashem, such their triumph through me, declares Hashem. In other words, nobody will beat us, because when you're anybody who's trying to fight against Hashem will be filled with emunah, because you can't disprove Hashem, can't defeat Hashem. This was a letter written in from Yafo when he was already Rav in Yafo. He arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Until long before, this is in Tafrei Samachay. In the 10th of Sivan, Tafrei Samachay, Al-Gavaldik, it's right now we're on the 7th of Sivan, in Pei Beis. So this was Kim'at to the day, 117 years ago. Okay, and it's still Emes today. And it's going to be Emes in 1,000 years and in 1,000,000 years. And a very beautiful letter. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we still have, obviously, there are 4 volumes of letters we have votes to do. So God should just give us life and health in Yitzhak Shem. We'll be Zeiche. Thank you so much for listening. But then that we shall continue with these letters and with this topic of Chofesh HaDeo. It's a very fascinating topic. Shalom, shalom.